You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, to discuss the weather forecast. Hi, Mark. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Don.
Tell me a little bit about the weather forecast as you see it going forward for the Midwest and maybe that Delta region, which is trying to plant a corn crop.
Yeah, well, first off, from a temperature standpoint, we are going to see more variability in temperatures here coming up. No sign of any extreme cold coming in, but this highly anomalous warmth that we're seeing and still will continue to see here in Illinois in the Corn Belt for another couple of days that will give way to more cooler temperatures, kind of close to normal here over the upcoming weekend, but then that'll be followed by another warm-up. And so quite a bit of variability, but overall still biased on the warm side when you average out temperatures for the remainder of March. As far as precipitation totals are concerned, certainly it's a much more active pattern here coming up across much of the Corn Belt. It's especially true southern Midwest and down into the Delta. Now, the Delta has already seen extreme rainfall and some flooding issues, which right now is a concern for winter wheat, soft red winter wheat, and then also early corn planting. And with this pattern remaining in place, certainly those concerns will continue as we go through the remainder of March.
And that rainfall continues. Does it make its way, do you think, over a longer period of time for the beginnings maybe of April for the start of to a wet spring?
It's tough to say right now here, Todd. What we can say right now with confidence is that, and we've looking at the trends here, this goes back all the way to last growing season, is that if you're in one of these what we call atmospheric rivers, and where that atmospheric river is directed, and this is originating from the tropical Pacific and the strong El Nino that we're seeing right now, but where that corridor of moisture is directed, you get copious amounts of rain. And we've seen that with numerous storm events here going all the way back to last growing season. We think that that's going to continue to be an item of risk going into this new planting season, but where is that going to be directed? Is it going to be in Illinois? Is it going to be Nebraska? Is it going to be more in the southeast? We don't know that right now, but that's what we're going to hone in on as we go through the next several weeks.
I have a meteorological function to ask you here. So an atmospheric river, I understand what that does. Are those more likely when we are in strong El Ninos and or strong La Ninas, I suppose? So I'm asking whether they're related to events that are outside of the norm.
Yeah, no, great question there, Todd. And they are more related with El Nino events because they are stemming from the tropical Pacific. And when you have warmer than normal water temperatures with El Nino events, you have those warmer than normal waters across the central and eastern Pacific Ocean. So that's when the U.S. sees more copious amounts of rain during El Nino events.
Hey, thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo, of course, is with Risk Pulse. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this 14th day of March. You can always listen to our programming anytime you'd like, from the Opening Market Report to the Closing Market Report and everything in between at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll also find our schedule of events. This will be here in Champaign County, in Taylorville, and then in Joliet.